Hello. Hi, do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl. We like sports.
Welcome, Tennessee CN20. You know it's a party. We don't want to go.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. Let's go.
That's too good. He's Dan Alexander. He's here. Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherapan, Sports BK can sing. In between live shows at Resorts World. Noobs, I sound and feel like you. My God, there was people smoking cigars non-stop.
I can't. That's part of why I can't do Vegas anymore, dude. Like,
dude.
It's just, even if I was a smoker, like, so full disclosure, back in the day, Dave, I used to rip down like a pack a day. Like, I was smoking cigs like crazy. And even when I smoked cigs, I hated the smell of smoke. So for whatever reason, the last time when I was in Vegas for that Gordon Ramsay show, I just was eyes were running, nose was running. It's just, I can't do it anymore, man. I can't do it.
It's crazy because we got a lot of people that came down. It was fun to meet a lot of people that have been listening to the shows. A little crossover. There was a lot of them that listened to this. They're like, you did a CC in 20 earlier with Newbie. I'm like, yeah.
That's what we do.
And they laughed. They're like, we love how we don't know if Yanitsi's coming every day.
We genuinely don't know. It's not a bit. Like, we do not know. When he dropped in with like 2 seconds left on the last show, I thought he was not showing up.
Same. That was a surprise to us yesterday.
We send an email, we send a text, and
every time. We don't know. We don't know what he's doing. We don't know if he's showing up. But we appreciate you guys listening. Noobs, this college basketball has just been it lives up to the billing.
Every year.
Every single year.
Oakland.
And day one, Oakland. Sir, you stayed under. How'd that game stay under?
I have no clue how that game stayed under, dude. Kentucky can't play defense to save their life. That was a nice wrong side winner by your boy. Man. I said the total's high, but it's too damn high. It was just barely too damn high. Thank God that was 160. That was a crazy upset. Colorado State goes down in flames. Apparently, every moment. Right now did not mean everything. It was back then that meant everything. So right now they were kind of pee pee poo poo caca. But hey, our survivor pick rolled on. We had Illinois today. We got Houston. So we'll decide what we're moving there. But, what were some of your takeaways?
Arizona did what they were supposed to do. Kansas survived Samford. I mean, Samford came back late. Like they were just charging. That was the cleanest block I've ever seen called a foul.
Dog.
That would have been, I mean, come on.
Kansas gets all these calls, though. Like, let's be real. Like if you actually, and don't get me wrong, like, I'm not, like, locked into college basketball, but I am locked into Twitter or X or whatever the hell we call it. Right. And I always feel like throughout the year, people who are Big 12 fans are always bitching about Kansas getting this call, Kansas getting that call, and people saw it live on the stage. So
yeah, well, they play Gonzaga Saturday. They're 4.5-point dogs, and I was thinking that the Zags might be one of our options.
You think in the survivors?
Yeah, I think they're going to win that game. I think they're going to win that game. They're just better and deeper. I think both the totals 151.5. The other game, Arizona's going to smoke Dayton.
That was the one I was like, Dayton shouldn't have won. Dayton shouldn't have won. That was insane. They snatched victory from the jaws of defeat in that.
Yes. And that's one we also need to look at. I mean, we did good with the Illinois. They're 10-point favorites against Duquesne.
Yeah.
Saturday. So, I mean, as far as the rest of today, I'm just glancing at the board right now.
Yep.
I don't know. But,
so we're recording this, Dave. We're recording this at 4:30 Eastern time. And 7:35. Am I crazy to think we got a barking dog in Charleston? Is that my anti-SEC bias saying leave the points at the door and sprinkle Charleston money line? Like, that's the one that's screaming at me is the 9.5-point dog. I think that could be the dog today. I don't know why.
I think it's worth a shot. I really do. I mean, I don't know how they don't score and get to the total in that game.
Agreed.
Because that's the way they play. They don't have to do anything differently. Total's up to 173. That's really high. My God, that's a lot of points. The other night games are, you know, by the time you get to this, Texas A&M and Nebraska. I mean, this has become a huge fade against Nebraska.
Yeah.
Longwood's going to get destroyed by Houston. I don't think Longwood's going to score 50 points. You can bet the Longwood team total under.
Agreed.
The anti-Mountain West, TCU's playing Utah State. Man, oh, man. I mean, TCU's supposed to win that game. The Mountain West just doesn't win basketball
games.
They just don't win basketball games.
They don't.
After the play-in game. Like, we fall for the play-in game.
Yeah.
And that's fine with Colorado State. But, I mean, those are the plays today. The game, though, noobs, the game, the Antelopes of Grand Canyon are playing tonight. Late. It's last tip-off. St. Mary's, huge team, up to 6, total, 131. I really want to believe that the Lopes are live. I really want to believe that the Lopes are live, but that line keeps moving up. And everyone I see in the space loves the Lopes. Maybe it's the purple. I mean, I love
purple. Sharp. I love a purple jersey. Purple jersey with gold trim is just elite.
It's great. But, man, I don't know if they're going to be able to score. I just saw it. We had, like I said, we had Lutz on, Coach Lutz from Western Kentucky. They had a great first half. They completely changed everything they had to change in the second half. I don't know why, but Marquette turned it on. Marquette looked pretty damn good. They're going to be favored. That's going to be one of those games where I think we're going to really have to keep an eye on.
Grand Canyon hits their free throws, though. I mean, that's always an ultimate equalizer. They're like 75% on free throw percentage this year.
Yes.
And so, you know, if it gets a little dicey, I don't come in with all the metrics and the spreadsheets and bullshit. I look at guard play. I look at teams who can shoot the long ball, and I look at free throw percentage. Those are the three things that I look at when I start trying to decide who I'm betting in the early rounds of the tournament. And GCU has a nice little edge there in the free throw percentage. So I'm just saying.
I like that. You sound a little like B. Howe when you got a little deep into the analytics.
You know what I mean? Like, that's important in basketball. Like, I called basketball games. If you can't make free throws in playoff time, you're fucked diddly-poo.
Right. I mean, you can't win.
You cannot win.
You can win a game. You can't win the whole thing.
Agreed.
Right? You know, like our guy, Football Guy 97, his daughter just won the PIAA Women's Girls Basketball championship, 3A high school basketball championship. He said it's been one of the coolest things he's ever experienced in his life, that run.
Love it.
You know, you got to experience it back in PA when you were calling the games. We talked a little bit. I mean, long term, there's a metric that measures who can win it all. And I wrote down all the teams that fit this metric. UConn, Houston, Arizona, Auburn. All right, this was from my buddy Gil Alexander at Visa put this out. Those were the four.
Mm-hmm.
Marquette and Purdue just missed it.
I like Marquette. They look good today when they storm back.
Look
Stevie Mitchell, baby.
UNC, Tennessee, Creighton, and Duke were the other ones that were right behind. That's a total of 10. Guys, if you're listening right now, the national champion is coming from that list.
I agree.
100%. The national champion is coming from that list.
That's good actionable info out of you, Dave.
Yeah, you know, we're working. We're working. Actionable. We're doing the content, dude.
Actionable.
Get deep, baby. All right, that's the college basketball portion of the show. Brought to you by Saks. Ballpark pouch, underwear reinvented. Designed to reduce friction. The 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place. Features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. Got to have those flat-out seams, Luce. Look, see? It's right here. Look.
That looks good. I'm glad you showed me the package and not the package inside of the package.
Ah, nobody's showing you the package.
That's what I was like. I was like, what, did Yanitzi show up? Yanitzi is the kind of guy who would show up in Saks underwear and have his groin on the camera.
He might, actually. Good point. NBA today. Interesting nuggets. All right? These aren't newbies nuggets, which we do in the long form part of the show. OKC is minus 17 at Toronto. It's the biggest spread of the season for a road team. Mm. Insanity. Boston, 14-point favorites at Detroit. Huh. So we got a lot of fans that listen to the show in Michigan. We really appreciate you guys, but
you're fucked. Professional
basketball team.
Yeah.
Think shit. The Clippers are 14-point favorites at Portland.
Yikes.
These look like football spreads. Minnesota, 7. 7.5 against Cleveland. Just bet the Philly and the Laker game under. Sixers, Lakers, under. You need a total. That's my total.
I like that.
All right. I got nothing else in the basketball.
No. It's March Madness for me. It's March Madness for me. I mean, you know we always got something to eye on the ice. I mean, you and I, again, Rangers team total over. Rangers to win over for the game. We were rolling again, Dave. It's what we do.
Sniff that one out. That was kind of fun. I'm going to go do Bostonian versus the book. I think I'm going to wear the Clippers jacket, but I'm going to put the Rangers jersey.
Oh, I like that. I saw the tweet, asking what does it make you think of. I like that. I like that.
To unearth it, yeah. We had Tommy the Lip on yesterday, by the way. Tommy the Lip's a good guy, and he's pretty sharp. He said the Clippers are still going to win an NBA championship. Just keep that eye out for the future for exactness and things like that. Only 4 games on the ice tonight, Newbert. I don't know what to do with any of them. I got to be honest. This is some shit. If you find some hockey here, I don't know. I looked at the board and I went, oh, no. There's 4 games. The Penguins aren't beating Dallas. You can put that one in whatever you need to put in. But I don't know if it's going to be sweaty. I don't even know if I like that in regulation. I don't know. I looked. Please tell me, did you see something, anything?
I got a little something for you, Dave. How about I had enough time today because I didn't know if we were doing a show or not. So I was just, bopping around, scrolling through. And what stood out to me was the Kraken taking on Arizona. Ooh. And I don't want to play anything because I don't want to watch the game, Dave. The thing is, if you're talking about Arizona doesn't even want to score. And who doesn't want to score on their team more than anyone tonight, Dave? Left wing of the Arizona Coyotes, Lawson Crouse, to not record a point. That's the bet tonight. He's not scoring a point. Lawson Crouse, no, not to score a point. That's the bet tonight, Dave.
An Arizona Coyote player prop on a no. The show is sharp.
There you go.
There is nobody. Nobody on planet Earth, in the United States, in Canada, giving that out. It's only available right here.
There we go. I got disgusting. I knew you weren't going to have anything for the board, so I got sick for you, Dave.
That's it. I mean, it's minus 400 if you want to play Colorado against Columbus. It's 6.5. I mean, if you don't mind laying the juice there, go over that game. Seattle and Arizona, the way Seattle's playing, like Newby said, I don't like a side. Arizona's favored are the worst team in hockey. They're favored, minus 110. Come on. And Washington is sneaky, could beat Carolina tonight. I don't feel confident in any of that other than Dallas has beaten the Penguins. I can tell you that for sure.
I like
it. All right, we're moving and grooving pretty good. You gave out the Saturday lacrosse play. Did you dive into any further lacrosse?
Yeah, I mean that's the one that's standing out to us the most, that we like that Wagner play. So that one's definitely the big one for us. The other one that we were eyeing in college lacrosse is Virginia's playing Drexel. I don't like laying a lot of points, but I think you can lay the 10.5 with Virginia. Drexel sucks. Virginia has been playing like shit. This is the get right game. UVA, Wahoos, we faded them before. This time we're laying the 10.5 with them. We got that, and we got Wagner Wagner getting the 3.5 for Mount St. Mary's. Those are the two.
Oh, man. What's on the agenda for the weekend? Anything? You laying low?
I'm probably just chilling around here. I actually think so. So the future missus messaged me, Dave, and she said, I'm craving wings so bad. So I think tonight... Oh. might be the trip to Buffalo Wild Wings for a little March Madness with the missus and some chicken wings. So that's a keeper right there, Dave.
Man, when you get that text.
That's the greatest text. That's better than, like, hey, like, I'm horny. You know what I mean? Honestly.
Give me the wings. Give me the wings in the basketball. You know it's love. You know it's love when you get that. I mean, that is great. That's my favorite thing about today. I'm going to say that on the show today. That's the best. I haven't gotten one of those in a long time, in a while, because you've been trying not to eat the wings too much.
I feel you, but sometimes nature calls.
Sometimes you got to answer the bell. Last night I went to Grimaldi's by myself.
Oh, that's a great move. That's a great move.
We had a long day. I knew everybody was tired at home and all this other stuff, and I left Circa. I missed all that smoke. I was driving home, and I said, you know what? I'm going to Grimaldi's. I walked in, and the waitress goes, hi, is the family coming? I said, no, I'm by myself.
Our usual waitress? The usual waitress?
She was already gone. The other one was there. Right. Yeah, but the pizza was just, I mean, I got half a pizza in the fridge left over.
God, I'm on my way.
You like leftover pizza?
Love leftover pizza. Absolutely.
Best. You heat it up or eat it cold?
It depends. It's a mood thing. Like sometimes if I just got off air, I'll usually crush like a cold slice. You know what I'm saying? But like if I got time, I'll usually throw it in like the air fryer or the toaster oven just like a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm just off the air, crush a cold boy.
Absolutely. Love crushing a cold one every once in a while like that. Listen, if you guys are listening to the show, you hear it over the weekend, go back and listen. The music selections have been great. The plays have been excellent. It's been a lot of fun. Email newbietalks@gmail.com or myself, sportsbkconsig@gmail.com. React to the show on the Twitter. We're trying to be more interactive. Cash Consig Show on the Twitter. If you like cold pizza or not. I mean, I don't know. Do you think Giannizzi likes cold pizza?
No, he's going to say something about it. It's like, yo, you can't be eating cold pizza. My daddy throws down a great gabagoo. Yeah. He's going to be a hater on it. That's what you Americans do, not us Italian boys. Clap, clap, Bensonhurst out. Yeah.
No real
Italian going to be eating that cold.
You don't eat that cold. You're hear
sick.
Him right now. Yeah, I'm the tribal chief. I know. I'm
175, 225 on the bench. Yeah. Unreal.
That's his numbers. That's his numbers.
Literally, verbatim, he has written that. Like, that's a true thing that he has written in his life, Dave.
Oh, I hope he writes us both in the text thread after
he's
going to
write, fuck you.
All right, brother. Love you.
Good luck.
I'll talk to you later. Thank you guys again for listening. He's Dan Alexander again at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherpin at Sports BK Consig. The CCN 20, we're staying under. We used to be an over show in the long form. Bet the under every single day. Hit the subscribe button so you don't miss it.
We like sports, so we don't care who knows. Football. Tennis. Hockey. The game is starting. Everyone is here. I got my snacks, my friends, and a beer. Just two normal guys hanging out, having fun. Right, guy number two? Yeah, guy number one.